You're listening to the 151st edition of the Bitachon Podcast, and we continue in chapter 37, verse 4 of Tehillim. V'sanag al Hashem v'yitein lecha mishalis libecha. The Torah tells us, David HaMelech, King David, exhorts us in our Bitachon, as we have Bitachon, as we have more and more trust in God, there's going to be an enjoyment. We'll see what that enjoyment looks like. There's going to be a special enjoyment that we experience as we come close to God. And Hashem will give us all of our requests. Hashem will give us all of the requests of our hearts, which we'll see more about that as well. V'sanag al Hashem, says the Pasuk, you will enjoy God. Dahainu shemisanag misadin al-mashanageh elav yisporach. Which means that there'll be a special enjoyment in my relationship with Hashem, in my attempts, in my spiritual yearnings, as I try to do God's will, I'll have a special enjoyment. Allah Kedusha Shemasi Bim Shabbos Kodesh, for example, when I attain holiness on Shabbos, as we spoke about last time, when I have that day of rest, the day of Kedusha, the day of holiness, so the more I relate to spiritual matters, the more I relate to my spiritual side, the more I relate to God, the deeper the enjoyment will be of Shabbos. To reference, as we said last time, the Gemara says that whoever enjoys Shabbos, so Hashem gives him all of his desires, all of his heart's desires. The result is, I'm attached, I'm connected to God's divine presence. And I become ready to be paid, so to speak, to receive my reward through being involved in Torah, being involved in fulfilling the commandments. When I have these kinds of thoughts, when I'm intending, as I keep Shabbos, as I learn Torah, as I keep the mitzvahs of Hashem, His commandments, when I have the intent, the net effect is that I'm transforming the physical enjoyments that I have in life. Instead of focusing on those enjoyments, I'm more involved in spiritual enjoyments. I'm more involved in trying to hear a good Dvar Torah, trying to find a good message, trying to serve Hashem more properly, understand His will better. So it changes what I enjoy. And the result is that if I change my focus, if I change what's important to me, if I change what is it that I'm trying to enjoy, so then, because I've done that, so it's appropriate that all of my other needs are fulfilled. All of my heart's desires also become fulfilled without any limitation. Because when my heart desires something, because I've switched what's important to me, so I'm not going to be asking for anything negative when we talk about my heart's desires. The thing that I'm going to start to want will be those things that give me spiritual success. That will be my desire. So since I've changed what I want generally, so all of my desires will be fulfilled because they'll become spiritual desires. That's the Bina Le'itim. There's a sefer called Shir Ma'ayin. He says like this, V'yesh Le'imer, Harbe pamim ma'adim avakesh me'akadosh baruch hu inyonim asher lefi daitai hema inyonim toivon. Many times, we ask Hashem for something we think is going to be good for us. We think is good. V'hem yilek kol toiv atzlacha rabba. He wants these things because this way he'll have all the good in the world. He'll have all the success in the world. Hashem is our father. Like a good father, the father who loves his kid wants to give the kid whatever he wants. Well, Hashem, as it were, knows the future. Hashem knows that if the person succeeds in getting these particular items that he wishes for, the hatzlacha, the success that he wants, etc., the person is going to end up in a situation that's going to be bad for him. So how does Hashem solve this problem, so to speak? Listen to this. This is incredible. Kodesh Baruch Hu maskilo v'noisim b'chochma. I think this is really a continuation. If my focus is on trying to do Hashem's will, if my focus is on bitachon, on trust in Hashem, so the net result is that Hashem steers my mind, Hashem directs my thoughts. Hashem will put in my mind that the things that I want, generally speaking, will be things that are actually good for me. That's what the verse means when it says, Hashem will give you the desires of your heart. Hashem will place in your mind the idea of what to ask for, and you'll have that which is actually good for you. So this is an interesting point, because one of the classic questions that we ask when it comes to bitachon is, well, what if what I want is not so good? What if it's not really good for me? So I've said different ideas. I've said that Hashem can make it good for you, but this is a new idea. This is a deep idea that Hashem actually puts in our minds when we're striving to be close to Him. Hashem puts in our minds to request the things that are going to be good for us. He brings here the Ibn Ezra. V'yisanag al Hashem shetevakesh tzrachacha kishir v'kavei po'oloi. He says that, what does it mean, v'yisanag al Hashem? So on the side, he gives an explanation what the Ibn Ezra means. We're going to go with this explanation because the next piece in the Yavetz is really a continuation of this, that when I have the proper kavana, when I focus my prayers to Hashem, when I have a desire to have a relationship with Hashem, so the result is v'sanig. We'll see more about this, but the prayer itself that I pray becomes enjoyable because through the prayer I'm attaching, connecting to God. The Chassid Yavid says, if you want a matter, anything from the good of this world, so turn your question deeply to Hashem, to your Creator. Hashem will not hold back from you that which your eyes desire, that which you see, that you want. The pasuk, v'sanig al Hashem, which sounds like enjoy God, it refers to prayer, and it refers to prayer as an enjoyment, which means request. It's request the things that you enjoy. The Rizal is a tefila yoimar, because it's teaching us. It uses this word to mean prayer, because it's teaching us what kind of prayer we should be saying. V'yanemer bekavona gedoyla. This is the prayer, says the Yavetz, which is said with powerful intent, powerful focus, until the person who's praising God in this way or praying to Hashem in this way has an enjoyment. When you pray well, when you pray properly, it feels good. One of the sages of the Gemara said that he had a day where he had proper intent in his prayer, he davened with kavanah. It was such an enjoyment, it was so pleasurable, that he felt awesome the entire day. We find the Chassidim HaRishonim, the Gemara says in Brachas, they spend an hour before preparing for prayer, an hour during prayer, an hour afterwards coming down from that prayer. Through their prayer, they were able to reach a level of Ruach HaKodesh, of divine inspiration. That's why the Pasuk says, enjoy. The prayer that we have is, I mean, who thinks about it this way, but the Yavid says it, so we got to think about it this way. The prayer that we have is an opportunity for joy, for enjoyment. Sometimes the reason, listen to this, the reason my prayer is not successful is because I didn't enjoy my prayer enough. Hashem wants us to enjoy our prayer, to feel connected to Him through the prayer, to feel a sense of simcha in our prayer. And sometimes we don't get what we pray for yet because Hashem wants us to pray more deeply, to pray in a more connected way. Because Hashem wants us, through our request to Him, to enjoy our connection to Him and to turn our face towards Him. He brings another thing from the Ayavis from a different place. To Nakdama the Siddur Shari Shamayim. Gama Tfila Ba'ayin Deimas Ritzuya U'mikubelas. Another aspect. So we talked about prayer with joy, but here he talks about prayer with tears. When I pray, when I daven with tears, it's something that's very desirable to Hashem. Ipnei Sheba Mi Mamakei Alev. Comes from the depths of my heart. So if I pray with full meaning, with full sincerity, to the point of tears, it reaches all the way up to the highest heavens, to the heart of the heavens. If a person does this, says the Ayavitz, if a person davens with tears, you are guaranteed that your prayers will be answered. Kakosuv, tachin libam, takshiv aznecha. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Psalm chapter 10, verse 17, when you prepare your heart, when your heart is fully mechuvan, we could say, directed completely, Hashem's ears will hear. We find the Pasuk says, we say every day in Ashrei, Hashem is close to all those who call out to Him in truth. When we pray for real, it's a guarantee that our prayers will be heard. Tfilas Yesharim Ritzaynoi. Pasuk says in Mishlei, the prayer of the upright, which means a real prayer, is what God desires. This Shabbos HaMishma V'yashiyim, second part of the previous verse, God hears the prayers, the real prayers that we pray with sincerity. God hears them and He saves us. Then He brings our pasuk, or a similar pasuk to ours. When we have yitachon, when we pray completely, and we pray with an attachment. What is an einig? What does enjoyment mean? It's complete attachment to an experience, experiencing something fully. So Hashem will give us all of our desires. Remember, Ki Oz, Al Shakai Tis Anig to Atire Love, Yishmach, Chapazik Sez Niyoiv. That if we attach ourselves to the enjoyment of God in our prayers, and we pray to Him completely, sincerely, with full attachment, Hashem will hear us. Chol Chetzei Shamayim Anasa Belev Sholem Matzlichim. Listen to this. Powerful statement of the Ayavitz. All spiritual matters that we do with all of our heart, when we put our heart completely into something, when we care about something so much, it's guaranteed success. The verse says about Chizkiah, King Hezekiah, every action that he began in his avodah, in the service of God, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, etc., he did it with all his heart, and he was matzliach, he succeeded. So he's telling us a secret, and this is part of what bitachon looks like. Give it your whole heart. Sometimes that giving it your whole heart means you're fully attached to it. Incredible joy. Sometimes it means I'm fully attached to what I'm saying, and it's sincere, it comes out with tears. It says the Be'er Avrom, interesting, he says, sometimes in life, and we'll see specific situations where the territory of that type of acquisition involves yisur, it involves difficulties. He says, enjoy the difficulties. Enjoy the challenge. I remember I once sang in a big show in New York, and it was so nerve-wracking. I only sang one song there. But it was so, I felt so nervous the entire day, but I kept saying, Hashem, thank you so much for this nervous feeling. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to feel nervous. So if you understand that the certain challenges and difficulties that we need to traverse in order to get to certain amazing acquisitions, so there's a certain tanuk there. There's a certain enjoyment, or I would say better than enjoyment, attachment to, experience of. Kevavadei Rachman Moli Rachman, Hashem is certainly merciful, full of mercy. Tekabel Oineg Ba'avas Hashem Aischa. When you know that the challenge you're experiencing is from Hashem, from God. Like a woman who's about to give birth, she knows that the pain, or she can think about, I watched my wife do this, she thinks about the fact that the pain that she is experiencing is not a bad pain. It's a pain that she needs to go through in order for the baby to come. It's Hashem's love for us. The result is Hashem gives us that which our hearts desire. The pasuk says in Kohelet, my heart saw much wisdom and understanding. Hashem will make known to you the questions that come from your heart, where you'll have the answers. We find that our sages say there are three things that are given that one attains through difficulties. Ve'elohim, Torah, Be'eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. In order to learn Torah properly, in order to understand it properly, you have to go through challenges, you have to go through difficulties. It's not easy to understand Hashem's will. It's not easy to understand the knowledge of God, so to speak. Living in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so simple. We have to go through difficulties, challenges, wars, pressures, financial pressures, pressures on our family. Getting to Olam Haba, to the world to come, requires traversing great challenges, fulfilling the entire Torah. The Mishal is Levin Israel. These three things, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, these are what we want. These are at the core of who we are. We want to live in Israel. We want to acquire the Torah. We want to get to the Olam Haba, to the world to come, to that place of the ultimate experience of closeness to God. Brings here from the Grizz two different ideas. Shekasev meid shal yidei midas habitachon yichanu la'asik kol davar. The verse testifies that with bitachon you can get anything. You can attain any matter. Kinin shenemar, like our pasuk says, v'saneg al-Hashem yitei lecham l'shal yisdebecha. You will enjoy of an experience of joy with God, which will give you all of your heart's desires. Be'er adavar shimtia bitachoncha b'Hashem. If you live with bitachon to the point where you enjoy it, you have a sense of unbounded joy when you live a life of bitachon. That kind of bitachon, that kind of relationship with Hashem, you have a guarantee. You will for sure get whatever your heart desires. He continues, he says an amazing thing. Let's say a person has made money. You did a certain amount of work. The money is owed to you. You know for sure the money is on the way. Even though you're happy about this, So nevertheless, you won't feel complete. You won't have the full joy until you have the money in your hand. Show me the money. That's when you enjoy it. You enjoy the completion of whatever project that you're supposed to get paid for when you have the money in your hand. Pasuk earlier says, trust in Hashem and do good. Dwell in the land and be a shepherd of faith. These are all, the pasuk refers to different things, all different levels of our faith in Hashem. what is the greatest level that a person is requested to attain, that we're obligated to try to get to? The sense, and the Madrigas Adam spoke about this, the altar of Navardik, the sense that when I have bitachon, I already have it. It's already there. Whatever I have bitachon about, it's already, the money is already, it feels like it's in my pocket already. I don't have it yet, but the sense of bitachon is that I feel like I already got the money. That's what the verse means when it says you will enjoy, you have a sense of enjoyment with Hashem. That it's possible to reach a level, a very high level of bitachon, that just the moment that I think, that I feel, I know Hashem is taking care of me, I have the money already. Is the money is already in my pocket. And there's a sense that Hashem, he says, then Hashem will give you all of your requests, but there's a sense that I've already received my requests. That's the highest level. When you reach that level, that's the level of the Madrigas Adam, the altar of Navardik. When I reach that level, so it's guaranteed that all that I want, all my heart's desires, will be fulfilled. Just having that sense, having that feeling of bitachon, it's guaranteed. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.